When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Bob Murphy welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in New York before an audience of Army and Navy men from Halloran Hospital, Manhattan Beach, Northport, Lyons, Fort Hamilton, Bronx, Staten Island, Mitchell Field, and
St. Albans. From Perth Amboy?
And St. Albans. Can't forget them. And now here's that big pirate from Pittsburgh himself, Bing Crosby.
Thanks, Bob, and how are you, men? Tonight we have the welcome mat out for an old friend from France, Maurice Chevalier, who is making his first radio appearance in this country for dear old Philco.
Well, Bing, sounds like we're going to have a big night, huh?
Big night. This is going to be large, Robert. And by the way, tonight, so that Maurice will feel at home, I wish you would refer to me as Monsieur Bing Crosby. Also, please arrange to throw around plenty of bonsoirs and occasionally drop a wee-wee or two around, will you?
How about a few civil plays?
Oh, yes. Let's not forget the civil plays. Very tasty this time of the year, the civil place.
You perhaps care for some voulez-vous?
Must have voulez-vous avec crepe suzette and a small coffee.
Here's your check. Here's your check. That'll be 50 francs.
This is going to run into money. Let's brush it right now. I don't want to get over my head here.
Well, look, seriously, Bing, doesn't Chevalier speak English?
Well, Maurice speaks English, but I think his teacher was Jimmy Durante. Either Durante or Toot Shore. I don't know which. Anyhow, Bob, I think I'd best fill in with a tune whilst waiting for Maurice. It's from the Paramount picture Welcome Stranger, and it's called Smile Right Back at the Sun. Smile right back at the sun, and you'll have a wonderful day. Smile right back at the sun, and gloom will get out of your way. Just a cheerful expression, it's as easy as that, and you go walking on great big welcome mat. Smile right back at the sun the moment he catches your eye. Waking up can be fun, just depend on your friend in the sky. If you start your daydreams early, you can get a lot more done. So get up, get out, smile right back at the sun. The moment he catches your eye, waking up can be fun, just depend on your friend in the sky. If you start your daydreams early, you're gonna get a lot more done. So get up and get out, smile right back at the sun.
Bing. Say, Bing, how do you like being back in New York?
Oh, great, Bob. I always get a charge out of Babylon on the subway. That's the way old Henry described this town of tall buildings, I believe.
Which tall building are you living in, Bing?
Well, Ace, it's a tall building, all right, but it's not exactly in New York. You see, I commute practically every day from Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh. Well, look, Bing, doesn't that commuting get a little monotonous?
Au contraire, Robert. I always take along my Philco portable. Never miss a pirate game that way.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, Bing, that portable does make traveling more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't you kind of going overboard, carrying it around everywhere you go?
Not at all, Bob. Nowadays on trains, you see more Philco portables than suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
It figures. Did you ever see a suitcase that could get you to ball games, play music?
No, I never thought of that.
Hear the singing commercials?
I never thought of that, Bing. And a portable's a whole lot handier and more compact, too, isn't it?
That's right, Ace. People that never left home before are taking trips on trains and planes just to give their Philco portables a ride.
Well, anyway, Bing, no matter how far you travel, you can get everything on the air with Philco's sensational new portable radio. It's a regular powerhouse. Plays on trains and planes without requiring any special aerial. Brings in stations all along the dial and more of them, too. Give it a whirl at your Philco dealer now. It's the newest development in portable radios from Philco, the leader.
Well, this musical introduction sounds très familiar. Must be that tune I rehearsed this afternoon. Entitled, I Want to Thank Your Folks. Hope I rehearsed it well.
I want to thank your folks for making you as sweet as you are. How else can I express how I feel? Confess and reveal my love. I want to thank your folks for making you the dream that you are, and tell them what a swell job they've done of raising the one I love. Do you recall the birthday party they gave you when we were just a couple of kids? Well, suppose they hadn't thought of inviting me to see what I'd have missed. And here's my thanks to you for making all my love dreams come true. But darling, to be perfectly frank, I really must thank your folks. Do you recall the birthday party they gave you when we were just a couple of kids? Well, suppose they hadn't thought of inviting me to see what I'd have missed. And here's my thanks to you for making all my love dreams come true. But darling, to be perfectly frank, I really must thank your folks.
In introducing our guest of honor this evening, I make bold to borrow a few words written by a great showman, Mr. Billy Rose. Billy, in his world syndicated column, Pitching Horseshoes, really tossed a big bunch of roses at Maurice Chevalier's opening night in New York. Billy's bountiful bouquet ran in part something like this. Chevalier took us on a 2-hour tour of a picture postcard world where gentlemen wear flowers in their buttonholes and the gendarmes kiss the nursemaids in the park. He reminded us that despite the Big Four conference, there were still such things as love in Chanel No. 5. A lot of actors I chum around with may not like this statement, but I don't think there's a man in the American musical theater with half the talent and class of this kid from France. That's it, Maurice. Take a bow.
Thank you, Bing. And Billy Rose, too.
Maurice, It's really nice to have you on this show.
I'm glad to be here, Bing, but I have a confession to make. Before I can read my script, I will have to put on my spectacles.
I wouldn't worry any, Maurice. Those are mighty stylish spectacles.
You understand, I only wear them for reading.
Well, of course, but they do look glamorous, really sharp. As a matter of fact, I must get me a pair like those, with eyelashes on them, maybe. Right now, all I have is just plain old reading glasses.
Where are they?
Well, I lost them, and I can't find them without them. Now, Maurice, I'd like you to have you meet the members of our small but select and talented group. First, this is Mr. Bob Murphy, our announcer.
How do you do, Mr. Murphy?
Glad to know you, Mr. Chevalier.
Bob does the commercial for us, Maurice.
The commercial? What is that?
Well, that's how we get our loot.
Loot? Loot? What is that?
Well, the loot is the cabbage, the long green, the chips.
Ah, you mean the moolah.
Give this lad a box of Snickers, somebody. Now I'd like you to meet our conductor, Mr. John Scott Trotter.
I'm mighty happy to make your acquaintance. I sure enough have looked forward to meeting you all.
What?
Maurice, I forgot to tell you, John Scott comes from North Carolina.
North Carolina? Oh, he sounds like he comes from the South.
He does. Well, you've met everybody now, Maurice.
But, Bing, listen, I always thought that on your program, you had a beautiful young lady.
No gal tonight, Maurice. We'll just have to stag it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Just men?
That's all.
No, that's no good.
C'est la vie, Maurice. Perhaps another time we can, shall we say, chercher les femmes.
Bing, who taught you to speak French? Jimmy Durante?
Let me tell you something, Maurice. You're talking to a man who knows 85 verses of Mademoiselle from Armentières.
I know 86 verses.
Well, you must know the verse that you can do on the radio, then.
Bing, before we go any further,
yeah?
I want to tell you how happy I am to see you here in New York. You know, the first time I ever met you was right in this city.
That's right, Maurice. Very true. You were appearing on the Ziegfeld roof. I was up there working with Paul Whiteman's band. I remember your dressing room with the star on the door.
Mm-hmm. You were doing pretty well yourself.
I was the only guy in Whiteman's band who had a private dressing room.
Oh, yes. You dressed in the tuba.
That's it. It's an awful blow to me at first, but I recovered. I want to tell you something, though, Maurice. I admired your work so much, I went out and I bought me a straw hat, just like the one you always wear. Somehow, though, it didn't look very good on me.
Why not?
Well, I had to punch holes in it to make room for my ears, and every horse in Central Park used to whinny at me. Many's the lump of sugar I was fed while I was standing in front of the Savoy Plaza.
Oh, Bing, I don't think it could have been that bad.
It was rough.
Your ears don't look big to me. Or are my spectacles on backwards?
Could be. Anyway, Maurice, I really enjoyed going back to the Ziegfeld roof days with you. What year was it we were there? Do you remember?
1928.
You're so accurate. Why must you be that accurate? Well, I would like to say, Maurice, before we wrap this up, that I think I really enjoyed your new show the other night very much. That one number you do, you know that Ma Pomme, really a smash. Could you do it for us right now, s'il vous plaît?
Well, I'd be most happy, Bing. Ladies and gentlemen, Ma Pomme is the nickname for a lovable French character. He's an old philosopher, a philosopher of the street, a tramp, a very poor man, who laughs everything off. Nothing bothers him.
Admirable attitude indeed, I would think.
The world may become more crazy, more wicked, but Ma Pomme takes it all with a big smile. The song is called Just a Bum.
Just a Bum. You know, all year long I've wanted to dedicate a number to Hope. I think we got it here. Maurice, you say it.
Everybody knows me as Ma Pomme. That is my nickname. I am just an old Parisian bum. From there, I've just came. I'm not known in French society, nor by industrial tycoons. No, my friends have much more variety. You find them in little saloons. Just a bum, a bum. I'm happy as can be, for I am never worried or flurried or hurried. Just a bum, a bum. I'm always on a spree, and if you want some fun, become a bum and be just like my bum, a very merry bum. Until I was told I had no notion New York had bums too. No, so I thought to come across the ocean just to visit you. Now I've been down to the Bowery, and I've made many hobo friends. And I can tell you, sincerely, New York has real bum gentlemen. Just a bum, a bum. I'm happy as can be, for I have never worried or flurried or hurried. Just a bum, I'm always on a spree. And if you want some fun, become a bum and be just like my bum, a very merry bum. In America, when a man sneezes, he worries and frets, takes pills and nose drops, is scared of breezes, gives up cigarettes. The only thing that stops me smoking is not pains in my head or cuts. No, it's when my back starts lumbago-ing and I can't pick up any butts. A bum, a bum. I'm happy. I am never worried. Flurried. Just a bum, a bum. And if you want some fun, become a bum and. Just a bum.
Oh, that was grand, Maurice. Très bon. Magnifique.
Thank you, Bean.
Stick right here at the mic now, Maurice. I think it's imperative that you and I hash over a few of the old tunes.
Well, all we need is a piano player.
Well, I have one of Petrillo's finest, Chichi Signorelli, fresh from Brooklyn, complete with stool, piano, and
what tunes did you have in mind?
Well, you did a picture with Claudette Colbert titled The Big Pond. You remember the big song from that one?
Of course, Big. If the nightingales could sing like you, that sing much sweeter than they do, for you've brought a new kind of love to me.
And if the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through, for you brought a new kind of love to me.
Maurice, do you remember the love parade with Jeanette MacDonald?
Oh, yes, you bet.
How about doing the title tune? I'll just stand beside you and flutter my limpid lids and make like Jeanette MacDonald.
Okay, Beans.
Ready? That ought to help you a little.
Eyes of Lisette, smile of Mignonette, the sweetness of Suzette in you displayed, grace of Delphine, charm of Josephine, the cuteness of Pauline in you I read. Those are the charms with yours need not be told. No other arms but yours could ever hold me. Lips of Lucille, beauty of Camille. You are my dear, my love, Parade.
I'm thinking of one now that you did, Maurice, that was written by Waller Donaldson. You remember that?
Which one, baby?
Hello, beautiful. How'd you get so beautiful? How'd you get that sunshine in your smile? Tell me, beautiful, where you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while?
When you near, what joy and cheer you're bringing. Can't you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful. How can you be beautiful and still be mother's angel child?
A little high for me, but I got some of them. Maurice, we're going a little fast now. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's not leave out my ideal.
Well, being I introduced my ideal, but I never felt I did it right. The song became a big hit, but really, I don't think it was due to me. How about you taking that one?
Well, I guess I couldn't hurt it any now.
And will I recognize the light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she is mine?
You know, Bing,
huh?
There's a tune you did that I'd like to sing. Do you mind if I try it?
Well, take your best shot right in there, Maurice.
All right.
Learn to groom.
Here now.
If you want to be your heart's desire, sweet melody of love inspires romance. Just whisper, do da do da do da do.
I stop. That's all I know.
That's what I always do when I don't know it, too. I'll say, here's one you got to do. Really have to do this one.
What's that?
Every little breeze seems to whisper, Louise. Tells me it knows I love you. I love you.
Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise.
Oh, lovely old Louise. She was a grand old gal. But, Maurice, while we're on the subject of lovely ladies, we can't slight Mimi. Mimi, I think, is a definite must.
Okay, Bing, do you remember the words?
I know the words, but this is all yours. I'm not going to house this up. You take it.
Mimi, you funny little good for nothing. Mimi, am I the guy? Mimi, you sunny little honey of a Mimi, I'm aiming high. Mimi, you've got me sad and dreamy, you could free me if you'd see me. Mimi, you know I'd like to have a little son of a Mimi by and by.
I certainly enjoyed joining you in those songs that you made so famous over here. Songs that you introduced. Wonderful numbers, all of them.
Oh, they sure are, Bing. You know, I wish I had a record of those songs so I could play it on my Philco 1201. Which just casually reminds me, would you object to a word hereabouts from the Philco man?
He's always welcome, Bob, really. But tonight I think we should consult our honored guest from France. Maurice, what do you think we should do under these circumstances with the Philco man, hmm?
We've got to have the commercial, Bing.
Why?
You know, for the cabbage.
Well, how about this, then? We've left out the best tune of all your great tunes, Valentine. Let's do Valentine in the commercial all at once.
Okay, by me.
Come on, Maurice. This is a doubleheader.
Will you buy a Philco Radio Valentine 1201 up?
Oui, monsieur. At 1201 is grand, and a child can play it, too. Use Decca Records.
You flash a record in the slot and play. It is simple.
Valentina. It's cheek, it's sleek.
So automatic.
It's neat, petite.
It's rich, so
buy a 1201. It's really great. Voila.
Et voila.
Here's a new song. It's very popular this spring season. I'd like to wrap up our clam bake with the delivery on it. John, the downbeat. Nice song.
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you. When I do, I'll see you standing there. I'll lock my heart to any other caress. I'll never say yes to a new love affair. Close my eyes to everything that's gay. If you're not there to share each lovely day, and through the years, those moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you with my heart. I'll close my eyes and see you with my heart.
Thanks to all you fine lads and lassies for dropping in and joining us tonight. And thank you also, Maurice.
It was a pleasure.
By the way, Maurice, are you going to do any more radio shows while you're over here?
Yes, Bing. I'm going to do a show with Bob Hope.
Well, before you go on Hope's program, I want to give you something.
What's that?
A bulldozer. You'll need it to get up to the mic on that show.
But, Bing, why can't you get up to the mic?
Well, Hope is all elbows, and if he misses you, Colonna sticks his mustache in your eyes. Should wear a flaxseed suit or something. You'll have fun, though, Maurice. And thanks again for coming over, and good night.
Good night, Bing.
Good night. Good night, fellas. Good night, folks.
Produced and transcribed in New York by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guest, Margaret O'Brien. This being Naval Reserve Week, it's appropriate to mention that the Naval Reserve is open to all men between the ages of 17 and 40. You don't have to be a war veteran to join. You don't have to quit your job or give up your social life. Stay right at home and enjoy all the benefits of belonging to the Naval Reserve. If you want to take an active part and train for promotion, it'll take only 2 hours a week of your spare time, plus 2 weeks of actual training at a Navy base or a modern cruise. Visit the nearest Naval Reserve station and get complete information, because you'll find it pays to serve in the Naval Reserve. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.